I'm Michael Hernandez. KRWG News Time is 7:45. Texas Governor Greg Abbott, along with dozens of other state governors, was in Washington to discuss shared federal-state priorities concerning gun safety. Ryan Poppy reports.
Abbott is attending the National Governors Association's winter conference. Trump met with all of the governors attending the conference to discuss his ideas concerning gun safety and what he ultimately sees as a shared state-federal responsibility when it comes to keeping schools safe. During that meeting, Trump called on Abbott to highlight a school gun safety program created by Texas lawmakers called the Texas School Marshal Program. Here's Abbott.
Individuals would be trained to have a weapon, right, and to be able to use that weapon. They will have signs out front warning anybody coming on there that if they attempt to cause any harm, they're going to be in trouble.
Abbott told his fellow state governors that there are now over 100 school districts in Texas that have signed up for the school marshal program. Ryan Poppy, Texas Public Radio News.
For more than 50 years, historians have been uncertain whether the body of a famed explorer from the Spanish crown was actually who everyone assumed it to be. Fronteras reporter Michel Marisco explains how a clerical error led to a centuries-old mystery in northern Mexico.
This is the story of two men who died 250 years apart, one in what's now Mexico and one in what's now Arizona. There's a mystery, not to the cause of the first man's death, but to the details. Here, past his iron barricaded rough plank door, inside the brooding walls of this church, Nuestra Señora de la Asunción, high in Sonora's hill country, where a white marble block lies in testament to the fabled explorer Juan Bautista de Anza. And then there's a man who tried to unravel that mystery before he died, those who continue to work on it to this day, and there's a woman who was violently murdered in all this. More on all that in a moment. First, Anza. The famed explorer led expeditions from Arizona into California and eventually founded the city of San Francisco. When he died, he was buried back in his tiny town of Arizpe, what served as a provincial capital for the Spanish superpower. Northern Mexico was strewn in the aftermath of the contentious periods that led up to Arizona statehood in the early part of the 20th century. There's dim caves that served as prisons for the Apache resistance, memorials to the violent revolution fought at what's now the U.S.-Mexico border, and everywhere the graveyards and testaments to the dead. Father Agustin Mendoza wraps up a sermon inside the church's rough walls. The mausoleum to Anza sits to his right, and at the church's center sits another grave, this one shrouded in glass. The uniformed skeleton of what was once a tall man lies prone inside.
Pues la historia confunde a los dos personajes porque no lo identificaron, no supieron identificar.
So there's not one but two people buried here, Anza and one of his officers, who for a long time was confused for Anza. 5 years ago, the town asked the National Park Service for help, and the Park Service turned to Phil Valdez.
The mix-up occurred back in 1963 when the priest of Arizpe, Sonora, was wanting to replace the floor of the cathedral.
But that's when they learned a body there wasn't Anza's. And it wasn't until 2013 when Valdez says his expedition found that Anza was actually buried to the side of the church.
I wanted everything that was going to be done accurately, correctly, if you will, with no embellishment. Tell it like it is.
Which is going to be tough. This story started in the 1700s, but it's still growing.
En el interior de un domicilio ubicado en la calle Hidalgo fue encontrado sin vida el cuerpo de la señora.
Arizpe's town historian, 72-year-old Carmen Payat, was murdered at her home here 2 years ago, and the only private museum dedicated to Anza just across the street from the church is now a locked-up crime scene. All of which leads this story up north of the border. Anita Badersher is the Park Service's interpretive officer at Tumacacri National Historic Park. She succeeded the man many credit with trying to tell all of Anza's story, including where he was buried. Dan Garate wrote one book.
And the second book would have been featuring the history most relevant to our area right here that people are really interested in. But unfortunately, Don died of very aggressive brain cancer in 2010 and never was able to complete more than, I believe, two chapters.
We may never learn just who was buried beneath that white marble block in Nuestra Señora de la Asunción. Father Mendoza says Mexico is still working to secure the authority to dig there. And there's another problem.
Es que nosotros estamos parados sobre un cementerio. Si nosotros excavamos aquí,
this church was built on top of a cemetery. If someone starts digging into the floors, they're going to unearth even more of the dead. Reporting from Arizpe, Sonora, Michel Marisco, KJZZ News.